Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Chov Zayin. We're holding two lines from the bottom of the Amud, three lines. We're going to continue talking about the machlokes between Rabba and Rava, Lagabi the din that we had initially in our Mishnah and then expanded upon in our Gemara about the din of Neder Shehuter Mitzasai, Huter Kule. When do you say it? When don't you say it? Mitzem, we'll see that. The Gemara asks Akasha on Rava. Remember what Rava learned yesterday. We'll go back to it in a minute. So the Gemara says, we learned, Reb Nosson Oymer Yesh Neder Mishem Miktsasei Mutter Miktsasei Osur. There's a possibility of Neder, where although Hutar Miktsasei, you do not say Hutar Kulai. Half of it remains intact, and half of it is Mutter. Keitza, give me an example. No Demenakakola, a person made a Neder, from a kakala. Kakala means, of course, a large basket. The basket was full of fruit. He looked at all those fruit and he made an isra koinim on all the fruit that he's not going to have. Okay. And then afterwards he discovered that there were b'nai shuach in that basket. Now, b'nai shuach is very, very interesting. It is a type of fig. However, most Gemaras, when they quote and they talk about b'nai shuach, they look upon it as being an inferior fig. Like you have the Gemara in Brochus on Daf Mem that suggests that the Meshuach are inferior. And our Gemara, however, suggests that it is superior. So that when the person heard that there are B'nai Shuach, the Omer, Ilu Hayisi Yoitea, She B'nai Shuach, B'soicha, Lo Hayisi Noider. If I would have known that they're B'nai Shuach, wow, those are so delicious and so nutritious, I never would have made a Neder to go and Aser the entire Kalkol. Anyway, it's the Chshver that our Gemara refers to the B'nai Shuach as being a superior fruit, and in Brochis and other places, the Gemara says it was an inferior fruit. So there are a number of Toises in that talk about it, and Toises says there were different types of Ta'enim. Some were more superior and some less. And in fact, some are Goyris, not B'nai Shuach, but like you have the Mefarish, B'nai Sheva, that B'nai Shuach in fact happened to be bad or inferior. There's a medrash that says that one of the reasons why it's called B'nai Shuach is because it was the Eitz Hadas, which was eaten by Adam and Chava, and from that point on, Adam no longer stood erect, but as he got older, he started becoming a little hunchback. So the word Shuach is from a Lashon Shucha, of bending over. And that's B'nai Shuach causes that. Anyway, as we state in the medrash, so we see it's inferior. So Toisis in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezvov, and so Toisis in a couple of places says that there were different varieties, that there are some B'nai Shuach which are in fact inferior, but the B'nai Shuach of our Gemara, which is the B'nai Sheva, in fact happens to be superior. So now, the person had this basket full of the fruit, and says, if I would have realized, I never would have asked the whole basket, because B'nai Shuach are so great. So, so what's the din now? Hakalkola asura b'nei shuach mutarois. The kalkola itself remains asur. The only ones that remain mutter, or that not remain, that become mutter, are the b'nei shuach. So what do I see from this? I see from this that this man, the Yama, Reb Nosson, held that a neder shehut miktasai loy hutar kulai. Part of the neder became mutter, but not the rest. Achibor Rabbi Akiva. Oh, we had Rabbi Akiva yesterday. Velimid. Neder shehutar miktasai hutar kulai. And so therefore, the entire basket now becomes mutter. Since B'nai Shuach became mutter, then everything became mutter. Because this is another case of the Midrash Shigogois. He didn't realize that there was B'nai Shuach there. How did he realize? He never would have said the ganze kalkala. So therefore, since it was a shogeg, not only is part of the neder become annulled, the entire neder automatically is annulled according to Rabbi Akiva. Fine. So what's the kash? My love, the Omer, Ilu Yisi Odeya, when we ask him now, did you know there was B'nai Shuach there? No. Now that you know there's B'nai Shuach, what would you have said yesterday, or a few days ago, or whenever, when you made this neder? What would you have said at that time? Ilu Yisi Odeya. I would have said, now this is again a Havamina, my love the Omer. Isn't it a case where, when we asked him, what would you have said differently? Oh, Yisi Oima, I would have said, Ta'inim Shchoyrois, I want to Asur upon myself. The black ones, those are no good for me. Ulevonois, the white ones, Asurais. And those are all to no good for me. So therefore, I want to Asur upon myself, the Shchoyrois and the Vonois. But then I Shuach, Mutaris, I would have left those Mutar. In other words, he would have made a koinim on Ta'inim Shchoyrois and the Vonois. And Chutz mi B'nai Shuach, where he would say that that is Mutar, that he is going to continue being able to eat those. Rabbi Akiva, and obviously it's Rabbi Akiva because it says that Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Upliger Rabbanim, and Zaitz Chosu Rabbanim disagree. Rabbanim being reflected in the view of Reb Nosson, that what? No, that even under such circumstances, the halacha would be Nedeshut Mitzosay Loi Hutar Kulay. This is the end of the kasha. So what is Shver? It's Shver on Rava. How did Rava explain yesterday the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and ultimately the Rabbanon and the Rabbi Akiva, legabe the din of Nedesh Shehut Mitzasei Hutra Kulay? So if we focus again back on Chav Vav Amar Aleph at the very top, you'll see that the Gemara says Rava Amar, the Kuli Alma Kol Heicha, the Amar, Ilo Hayisi Oideya She'Ava Beinechem. If I would have known that father was among them, remember there was the story about the fig tree and that there were 10 people sitting under the tree eating figs. And he said, Kulcham, he said, Akoinam on Kulcham, that none of you are allowed to eat any of those pears. And then he finds out, oy, 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 my father was among them. And he has terrible pangs of regret. So, Ravam de Kulyam Kol Hecha di Omer Ilu Hayisi Yoidea She'Aber Beinechem, if I would have known, I would not have said kulchem. I would have said initially ploini uploini asurim bi abba mutter. So what's the halacha if that's what he said he would have said? In such a case, kulan mutarim. Why is kulan mutarim? Because we say that he is mishana, and by the case of mishana, kuli alma moida. Remember, he's not saying that had I known that Abba was between them, I said kulchem, and I would have said kulchem, chutz mi Abba. No, no, no. If I would have known that father is there, I would have said, I would not have said kulchem, I would say, ploini o ploini osir, and Abba is mutter.
So it's a toast, and it's mashuna.
Exactly. So we have two strikes. And what's the halacha in that case? Kuli alma, that everybody agrees. So now the Gemara said over
also
here.
Also we have two strikes.
Yeah, we have two strikes over here, because he didn't say, had I would have known, I would have said that the entire Kalkola is Osir, with the exception of the Bnei Shuach, but rather that I would have said, no, Te'enim Shchoyres, those are Osir, Levonais, those are Osir. Exactly, see, Mishana on both cases. So in that situation, what did Rava say? Kuli Alma Moide. And yet we see over here that there's a machlokes apparently between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon.
I don't know, is there a machlokes? Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva Velimit, it sounds like Nassim is Moda here too. It's Reb Nosson saying, this is where I thought originally, Ad Shabba Rabbi Akiva Velimed. That sounds to me like Reb Nosson is saying, I'm Moda now, because he taught otherwise.
Then what you're saying makes a lot of sense, but Lamaisa, the Gemara doesn't learn like that. In other words, the Gemara is assuming that Reb Nosson
stuck to his guns.
And
he's the one who says, by the way, that if you build a make an eater, it's like building a bama, and if you fulfill it, it's like offering a korban on it. I mean, Reb Nosson doesn't really fit in here very well, because he's kind of not disapproving of the whole Neder thing at all. He should be saying, it's terrible, you should get a Hatara, it's like building Obama. Reb Nosson doesn't work here.
Maybe it's the other way around. Because Reb Nosson feels that most of the Neder still remains intact, he says, you see, you're only causing problems for yourself. It's not that this is one of those Nedarim that automatically goes poof and it gets annulled. This is going to be a black stain on your record that shows you built yet another bama, and then you bring and brought another carbon. It's no good what you're doing. If he would hold like Rabbi Akiva that everything goes poof, then he would say, look, Baruch Hashem, at least in this case, we have a leniency.
All right. But it still sounds like he's...
Lule HaGemara, one could theoretically have learned that. Yeah. Gemara, however, assumes that the machloikis still continues. It's Rabbi Akiva, Ubli Rabbanan. And by the way, it doesn't necessarily have to be that Reb Nosson is Rabbanan. We know that there's Machlokes Reb Akiva and Rabbanan, so maybe there's an unidentified Rabbanan, because there's a Rabbanan that holds the Neder Shehut Mitzasei Loi Hutar Kulay. And since this Braisa says it's Reb Akiva that's Lime, Zaitz Chos said he was the one that proposed this new halacha, this new procedure, this new approach, And this was not Kuli Alma. And according to Rav, everybody holds this way. Zokti Gemara. Why? That's in fact not the fact pattern. The fact pattern is Bo'oimer, that we told him, did you know that B'nai Shuach? Oi, B'nai Shuach, I love B'nai Shuach. And they love me. I never would have made such a neder. Say, Ilu ha'isi ha'desh, B'nai Shuach, Basoi ha'isi ha'imer, Kola kal kola asura u B'nai Shuach mutarais. In other words, I would not have been Mishana, I would have been Mamid. I would have said, yo. I like the way I phrased it initially, I just would have thrown in Chutz v'Bnei Shuach. Oh, and then there's only one change and not two changes. What does Rava hold in such a case? That in fact is a machloikis. That's what Rava said. In other words, he retained the major structure of the original neder. He just appended to it the Chutz Mi'ab. And then we have the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And what does Beis Hillel say? Since you go bigmar dvar of Adam Nitvas, that's why neder should be tough. Oh, and not only can you join, it would be a covenant for Ganim. Hazah chush v'tayre er lechiyim dam lent mittens. It's okay. I'll be. We are delighted that you're joining us.
I brought a tea for someone. He hasn't shown up. You're welcome to have it in this stead. If you want.
I appreciate it so much. You're a gentleman and scholar.
Yeah. No, but much
more than that?
More than that?
Okay, we've got to do the daf. So.
Exactly. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. Thanks for reminding us. Sure. Anywhere on Chuf Zayin Amud Aleph, roughly 10 lines from the top of the Yomin, and we're just finishing off the Teretz of the Gemara's Kasha, where Rav Dina had given a challenge to Ruva, and the Gemara says, Sinish Kazad grace a challenge, because the challenge is all based on the premise that when we ask him now, what would you have said originally? He would have been Mishana totally. And he says that if I would have known, I would have said, In Shchoydis Levanas Asa, but Reshuach HaMutter, and therefore we had a Kasha. So he said, well, no, that's not what he would have said. He would have said, "Kol kol asur." I would have been mamid dvura v'rishonim. I keep up with the original neder and just chutz b'nei shuach. The b'nei shuach amuter nu ay bazoi. Who is the one that holds that? That's what we said yesterday, according to Rava. That's only Rabbi Akiva or only Beis Hillel that learned like Rabbi Yosi. Bigmar dvarav odam nitvas. And so, therefore, since the gmar dvarav in this case is yesterday was chutz mi'aba, today it's chutz b'nei shuach. That already changes the whole character of the entire neder, so much so that neder should be mitzasei hutzakule. But only Rabbi Kiva holds that way. The Rabbanan and Beis Shammai, as we learned yesterday, and Rabbi Meir respectfully disagree. And now we have yet one final brisa that deals with this issue. Man tana l'tana Rabbanan. Who's the tana of the following brisa? Now the brisa is a little bit succinct. It's not very expansive, as we'll see in a moment. What the Braisa tells us is two separate halachas. Halacha number one, Nader mechamish b'nei adam kiachar. He made a neder against five people. For instance, five people that are eating the te'enim underneath the tree. And then huta liyachar mehen, and then he decided to be matir one of them. Let's say the case of our Mishnah, he realized that his father's there. Oy vavoy, chas v'shol, my asura, my father, my te'enim, rachmon litzlan. So once it's huta liyachar mehen for the father, huta kulan then, neder shut mitzasoy, huta kulan. That's case number one. And now the Braisa continues on. However, in a case of Chutz Miyach HaMehen, if he now says, Uyoyoy, what did I do? I want to exclude one of them. Then who mutter? Vein asur. Only he becomes mutter, and they are asur. Now, the Braisa really doesn't explain what's the difference between the first case and the second case. The first case says, Chutz Miyach HaMehen, Neidu Shehut HaMitzasai, Chutz Rekulai. The second case, Chutz Miyach HaMehen, sounds the same, because that chutz is, he wants to be matir that one, same father. Hud mutter v'ein asur. So Frank Gemara, what's going on? So the Gemara says, Shnishver. Either Rabba Reisha Rabbi Akiva v'seifa divri hakol, either Rabba seifa Rabbanah v'reisha divri hakol. Now as the Ran is mafarish, not here on Chuf Zayin ben on Chuf Vavim at days, both Rabba and Rava will learn that the Reisha is talking about a case of Mishana. Mishana means, as you know, like we had yesterday, he said initially, Kulchem, and then when he finds out his father's here, Oh, you, what did I do? If I would have known, I never would have said Kulchem. I would have said Zeh v'Zeh or Ploini u'Ploini. And that's the case of Mishan. So now let's go back to the Gemara yesterday to see who, according to Rabba, is the one that spearheads the halacha of Mishan that says Neidah Shehutz Mitzaseh Utr Kulay. So if we go back to Rabba of yesterday on the Amid Beis. Well, that's not the Mishanah case. That's the Mahamid case. That if I would have known, I would have continued to say Kulchan. That Kulan Asur Lopavim Mutter. Loinechleku, where's the Machloikis? Oh, that's the Mishanah. That's the two strike one. What's the two strike? Like the Ran said yesterday. Number one, I made a toys gomer. I included my father, Rachman Litzlan. And therefore, that was one mistake. And number two, I shouldn't even have used the term kulchem. I should have said ploini uploini. So I have two mistakes. One in the etzem neder itself, another on the text, the wording of the neder. So because of that, loinechliku, that's where the machloikis lies. So if there's a machloikis, that means one holds that neder shut mitzasai hutra kulay, and one holds that you don't say that. Now, who's the one that holds that neder shut mitzasai hutra kulay? Rabbi was referring to Beisham and Beisilo, that would have been Beisilo. But in our context, that's the Rabbat. I'm sorry, that's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva that holds neder shut mitzasai hutra kulay in a case of Mishana. And that's the ratio of this price that says hutra liyachem and hutra kulay. Now, what about the Sefer? The Sefer, according to Rabbi, is Divri HaKoyl. Because that was Rabbi yesterday. How did Rabbi begin? Tikkun Yama, everybody agrees. Everybody, there's a Hav Ach Vashulim Vadayas. Everybody agrees. Kol Eichel Yama, Yilis Yodesh, Abay Neichem. I still would have said Kulchem. So that's Mamid Dvorov. Everybody agrees. That's the Sefer here of this price according to the way Rabbi is learning. Sefer Divri HaKoyl. That's how Rabbi began. That Kuli Alma, if he's Mamid Dvar, if he didn't change it, everybody agrees. That Kulain Asurin, the Ovim Mutter, that you do not say Neide Shehuter Mikzosoi Huter Kulain. That's according to Rava. Now, according to Rava, it's the other way around. Either Rava, remember, Rava also is going to learn, says the Ran, that the Reish is talking about Mishana case. Now, who is the standard bearer? Who says Mishana according to Rava? Say the Gemara reverses it. Say for Rabbanim, Reish Divri HaKol. So let's explain the Reish Divri HaKol first. Reish Divri HaKol, we're talking about a Mishana case. So now, if we go back to Chov Vov Amid Aleph, what did Rava say? Kuli Alma, Kuli Alma. Kol Heicha Di Omre Ilio Yisya Desha Abba Necha Yisya Omre Ploini Ploini. I'm not Kulchan. Ploini Ploini. So that's the two-strike case. What's the halacha? Kuli alma moide that neider shehuter mitzasei huter kulai. Everybody reads kula mitarim. Oh, so that's divrei hakoyel because that's what Rava said. Kuli alma. If you're making a shinui mishana, divrei hakoyel. Oh, so that's the reisha divrei hakoyel. What about the sefer? The sefer where it says only he is mutter and the others are aser. That's the rabbanan. What's my rabbanan? Because continuing on Rava. Where's the machloikis loy nechleku? So therefore he's mamid dvar of harishayim. Before he said kulchem, and now if and when we were to ask him, he would say, I would have stayed with so kulchem, and that's a mamid case. Yeah. What's the halacha here? That's the machloikis beisham and beisil, or the machloikis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbanan and Beishamai, we hold like Reb Meir, Tofes Lashon Rishon, and we do not say Neidah Shehut Mitzasi Hutter Kulay, but only that part that was Mutter is Mutter. The rest remains Asur. Oh, that's Rava Seif is Rabbanan. Rabbanan to exclude Rabbi Akiva. So you see, even after our previous price at Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, there's still a Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Akiva respectively. So, and respectfully. So bottom line is the Gemara is really not asking a kasha. The really Gemara is explaining that this Braisa can work according to both of them. Now, if you look at the Lashon HaBraisa, it also sounds like the Gemara is learning this way. You see, if you go back to Tanur Rabbanam, Nodem Mechamish Ben Yadam Ki Echad, Hutali Echam Ehem Hutru Kulam. Now, the Braisa itself doesn't explain whether we're talking about a Mishana case or about a Mamid case. The way the Ran is learning, and that is obvious from the Gemara's explanation of Rabban Rava, that the Reisha is a Mishana case, and the Sefer is a Mamid case. Now, although the Reisha itself doesn't give you too many clues, but the Sefer says, if he says, Chutz mi echad mehan, oh, that's the only change. We're not changing the whole fabric and the text of the neder. The whole neder remains in place. He's only appending Chutz mi echad mehan. Oh, so that's the case of the Mamid. since the Sefer is talking about the Mam, it's automatically by default the Reish is talking about Mishana. Mishana, according to Rabbah, that's only according to Reb Akiva. According to Rav, Mishana is Divrei HaKoyel, like we learned yesterday. Now, how do I know this is all Mishana? If you take a quick look at the Ran on Chof Vav Amid Beis, Ran says it very clearly. You see, middle of the bottom wide lines. Reb Akiva, Yopliga Rabban Alei. Bit Mia, that's the previous.
Wait, where?
You see, it says either Abba, six lines from into the wide lines.
Wide
lines in the bottom. Either Abba, the big ones. Either Abba, Reishu, Lezeh, Ulezeh, Reb Akiva. Next line, Keloimer, Bimishane, like we learned. The Sefer Yoma, Kulchem, Kulchem, Chutz, Mi'echot. That was Zivri HaKoyel, Kalim ben Mamed. In Mamed case, everybody agrees, according to Rabbah. The Rav HaReish L'Zeh L'Zeh V'Divri HaKoyel, Kalim ben Mishana, V'Seif HaKolchem, and Rabbanan, Kalim ben Mamed. So both, the Ran says, both Rabbah and Rava learn exactly the same way in the Brisa. That the Tanakam, or not the Tanakam, that the Reish is talking about Mishana, the Seif is talking about Mamed. Now we just have to fill in the blanks. Who is the Mandiyama that holds Mishana, who's the one that holds Mamet, and each one Mishitosai, that was Rabbah and Rava of yesterday. And with this, we have concluded the third of the four types of Nedarim that are automatically Mutter. You don't even have to go to be Matanede by a Ruv, by a Besen. We had so far Nidrei Zruzin, Nidrei Havoi, Nidrei Shkogois, and now we're up to number four, Nidrei Oinsen. Zok the Mishnah. Nidrei Oinsen. Reuven says to Shimon, please come to me. I Baruch Hashem just had an einikel. I'm giving kiddush this Shabbos. Please come to the kiddush. I want you to come. Shimon says, Kenish, I'm already obese. Kenish, as soon as I feel, I'm sorry. I just can't. No, I insist. I just can't. Well, I am mad at you that if you're not going to go and come to my kiddush, oh, you know what's going to happen. You're never going to have Hanua from me again. Oh, yeah. Okay, if that's the case, I'm going to go and come. I don't want such a neder. What happens? He was going to come, and then Shabbos morning, it's in the middle of, he gets up in the morning, he has a terrible headache, a terrible stomach ache. Ich ken nish gein. I just can't. The cholahu. Oisha cholah benoi. Oisha kovei nor. There was a problem with the ferry. He couldn't get over it. Any one of these, of course, are oinsin, and he does not come to the kiddush. So now, under normal halachas, what would I say? Since he made a neder, if you're not going to come to the kiddush, you're never allowed to have hanua from me again. So the choyer that neder should be binding. But because it happens to be an oinus, he would have come. He had every intention of coming. Ariel and the oinsin, and therefore he's off the hook. This neder is null and void automatically. That's our mission. You remember, Rabbi said a couple of days ago, that the Gemara asks, according to Blaise Ben Yaakov, why isn't this a case of Nidrei Zeruzin, that he wants to go and convince him to come to his Kiddush? And by Nidrei Zeruzin, we said that's the first of the four categories that you don't even have to be Matanegat. So, what do we have to come on to the fact that the person became sick? Even if he didn't become sick, he just decided, I'm not going to his Kiddush, forget about it. Since the whole purpose was to motivate the other person, it should fall away automatically. See, Gemara asked this question. If you remember, the Gemara said, it's talking about not that the Noder, the invitor, was trying to motivate the invitee to come. It was the other way around. It was a situation where the invitee wanted an invitation from the invitor. And he says to him, Yankel, I've been your neighbor for the last 20 years. I see you have Kanainahara guests every Shabbos. How come you never invited me? Please invite me. I want to come one Shabbos to your house. I want to come for your Kiddush. So he said, okay, fine, you can come. Do you really mean it, Yankel? Yeah, of course I mean it. If I said it, I mean it. My word is my bond. Are you going to swear? I'm willing to swear to a koinem that you shouldn't have any more hanor from me unless you come to the kiddush. Sure, I'm coming. So this was not a case of the invitor trying to motivate the invitee to come. That's why the Gemara said it's not considered to be Nidrei Zeruzin. And therefore, under normal circumstances, even a kuntur blezim and Yaakov, the neder would be binding. Had it been the invitor insisting the invitee come, and then the invitee doesn't come, Nidrei Zeruzin is butl. But here it's the invitee that was provoking or inciting or incentivizing or whatever term you want to use, that the invitor should invite him. So that's not a Nidrei Zeruzin from the invitor towards the invitee. So therefore, it would not be butl if he didn't come under normal circumstances. It's only because of the oinus. That's why the neder falls away, because it's in the oinus. So now from here, till the end of today's daf, we're going to talk about various types of oinsin. We all know the famous rule of oinis hotir achmana, and we're going to deal with that as well among all the cases. So Timar hu gaba di itfis zachvosa bebeidina. Vi omar ilo yasina ad tlosim yoimin li vatlin hani zachvosoi. The story is, according to the Ran, that this person is involved in a litigation. And he said to Bezin, Bezin, I want you to know, I have tons of evidence. I have edim, and I have documents, and I have all types of evidence that I'm going to go and show. But I don't have them at hand. You got to give me a little bit of time. So the Bezin says, how much time? 30 days. And the Dayanim think to themselves, 30 days, he's probably just trying to push it off and to postpone. Why can't he bring his evidence tomorrow within 3 days or 5 days? It's 30 days. Chamoira, that the guy is just stalling and maybe he's going to run away. So that person, to convince the Bezin that he really means it, says, I'm going to leave you with a mashkin. What's a mashkin? I have here a whole bunch of documents. I'm going to leave these documents with you. Give me some more time and I'm going to bring edim and more evidence and more evidence. And then he says, the Omar, if I don't come back within 30 days with the additional edim and evidence, livatlin hanizach vosoi, all of these documents should be null and void. You can toss them in the rubbish bin. Forget about them. Oh, that's a pretty strong statement. Within 30 days, he had every intention of coming. In fact, he was lining up all his witnesses and all of his edim and the evidence and vosoven. But unfortunately, at the end, isness, the car broke down. He missed the ferry. Whatever reason, Vlayosa, he wasn't able to go and show up, and therefore we have an oinus. So what happens now? Amar Rav Huna, Batel Zachvosei, we take him at his word, all of his chuyos, meaning all of those shtaros that he left with Bezin, will become Batel Umavutel Ke'afra De'ar. If you take a quick look at the Ran, you see the Ran on the second wide line, towards the end, you have that, Brother Shai, at the end of the line, Gemara, right, the third line, yeah. The wide line, you got that? Hi, Gabra, Bikish me Bezin. He asked Bezin, Shiitnu lo Yizman, give me a certain period of time. Who can have the Sanhedrin? We have the Sanhedrin. Chikol Rai, Shiish lecha lahavi, Have mikan ve'adu shoishim yoim. Give me 30 days. U Bezin choshishu, they were concerned. Shemalei Omer came, at least Shomet men. He just wanted to somehow either stall or escape or run away. Va'asu imoi. And therefore they made up with him. He's going to leave them with a pikodoin of all his documents that he thinks are in his favor. He left it with the best. If I don't come until that day, they should all be bottled. You can go and toss them away. So, says Rav Huna, bottle zachvase. Amalei Rava, so Rava said, really? Batel Zachvasei? It was an oinus. Onesu, va'onus rachmana patre. How do I know onus rachmana patre? That's the famous halacha, v'lanar le'isaset over. Ein lanar le'chet moves. Now you have the Torah or Hashalim on the side. Ki kasha yokum ish ariyehu tochi nevish kin ha'dover hazeh. What is this all about? We know there's a difference between a nara murasa, that Chas v'Sholem consensually lived with a sheget, or if Nebuchadnezzar was violated. So if she did it consensually, and her edim and asram and the ganze meisach Chas v'Sholem, she gets skila. She's a bad girl. But what happens if the nebuch she was nebuch nenser? Oh yeah, you're a chumul islam. So what's it in? Lanali says, "No, we can't do anything to her. Ein aron chet mavis. She doesn't get skila. She's an innocent victim. Ki kashi yokem ishar eiv tzochin nefesh. Just like Chas v'Sholem, you have a murderer that goes and kills a murderee, in other words, kills his victim. She's also nebuch a victim. You can't do anything to her." Etc., etc. So what do we see from that? Why? After all, she participated in this bia, even though it was keneged ritzayna. That's what the Torah tells you. Onus rachmana patre. It's not her fault. She's a victim of Nebuchadnezzar's terrible mas oinus. Oh, see, if that's the case, we come back to us too. Here was a mas oinus, Rav Huna. He wasn't able to come to Bezin. Whatever happened, Chas v'Sholem, maybe he got COVID. Who knows what happened? Well, he wasn't able to come. So, under Rachmana Patre, the Bezin should automatically give him another extension for a week or two.
It's the whole thing that I think we've had with Rav Shimon Gamliel and Raya Achrona, when somebody imposes on themselves a certain limitation, they're sort of bound by their words. In the case of the Nama Rasa, she was truly an innocent victim. She had no relationship with the perpetrator. But in the case of the person, he said, give me more time. He imposed it. He said, give me 6 months. He said, give me 30 days. He imposed the limitation. It's not the onus. It's a self-imposed onus, as it were.
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to see now in Yetzir Shem, well, the self-imposed was the 30 days. The onus was the fact that Nebuchadnezzar got COVID, or Nebuchadnezzar was run over by a car, he's in the hospital, right. He's in the ICU. So that onus was, the Rebbeinu Shloim caused the onus. Just like in the case of the innocent victim, Nebuchadnezzar, the man who was a Mamanasa. But we'll see more cases as well where the onus is not such a terrible one, like in our Mishnah, just because he got the sniffles or chol of the night. Okay, my son Nebuchadnezzar is nishkezed. Fine, so let mommy take care of him, or let somebody else, an older sister or somebody else, and he could still come to the Kiddush. The Ran says in the Yomit Beis, even if it's not a major oinus, even if it's a minor oinus, it's enough to go and pater the neder. We're going to talk about the Nidri Oinus in a moment. Anyway, Rava says now to Ravuna, maybe you're going to go and tell me, come on, don't bring me rayas from the case of a masa of oinus by a naru marasa. There we're talking about a masa chas v'sholem that she otherwise would have gotten a misa right. Of skila. And see the Torah, oh, no, misa skila, now we're going to be right. Lenient, yeah. We're going to be heter. Yeah. But maybe in the case of the documents, which are just a masa mominis, maybe there is no p'tur of oinus. What anan? I'll show you from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not talking about it. It's a masa mit skila, husven. What anan? Nidri oinus and nidri chavir sheoichel etzlein v'cholahu. Oinichol benai. Oinichik v'nar. Hari elu nidri oinus. You see that an oinus patters, annuls this neder automatically. So you see that this inyan of oinus rachmona patre is not only by masa of nefashis, by masa of oinus rachmona isha, but even in cases of mominus. That was the challenge that Rava gave to Rav Huna. Now before the Gemara answers that, now the Gemara now addresses back to Rava. Oh, Rava, Rava, you're so confident that oinus rachmona patre ibarul. Why is it different than the following cases? Now you recall we had these cases back in the beginning of Ksuvis. And in Ksuvis there, the Gemara called it whether Yesh Oynes Begitten or Ein Oynes Begitten. That was the title of the Sugya, so to speak. Anyway, we're going to talk about two cases that were cited over there. Person went on a business trip. And he says to his wife, I hope to be back in Mitch shortly, in a month or two or three. If Cholila B'chas, if I'm not back within 12 months, and you're going to be all nervous about, oh, yo, where's my husband? He's going to... Yibum will talk about in a month. Hari Zegitech, it should be a get, me achshav. Im libas mikan adyud beis chodesh. Okay, so now, Poshet, when he said, im libas mikan adyud beis chodesh, he meant to say, I have every intention of coming back on time. If I don't, and if I'm a bad husband, then there should be a get me'achshav. Guess what happened? Not that he was a bad husband. He had every intention of coming. In fact, he was on the ship back coming to America. Nebuch the ship, Nebuch sank. And that's why it's a Titanic. The Nuch Tzvaitoza mentioned, Rachmul Islam, is the Hamasa of Oynes. So what's the din? So I would think, no, Oynes Rachmul Patre, forget about the Gantz Oynes. Lemaisi, he didn't come back. At Yud Beis Chodesh. How is the get is an effective get. Why is the get effective? On mainus isness. That he didn't come back within the 12 months was because of a masa oinus. Out of masa oinus, we should go and dismiss what he said. Why do we say that it is a good get? After all, the maisa didn't come back in Yud Beis Chodesh. Every more ami. Dil Mishani Hosam, dear Zoktrova is different. Why? The Ave Yoda, the Miss Minla Alta Ave Gomer Vyoev Yitzer. If he would have known, if he would have had Ruch HaKodesh, and he would have known that he was going to go and die, then he would have made the get immediately. What's Pshat in this Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara explains to Ran, along the lines of what Barry was saying a moment ago, that what's the reason why he gave the get in the first place? It's talking about Rachmanu Litzlan, a situation where he and his wife don't have children. And therefore, Cholila v'chas, if he passes away, guess what happens? She's going to go and fall the Yibam. And the Yovam is Nishka, as Eidla mentioned, Nishka, Gishmak, and she doesn't even learn the daf, as Uk Nishka Tilim, Ekip Nishim Davinin, as I Gefeilach Yink. And so therefore, the husband says to his wife, don't worry. I know what you're concerned about. I know you're nervous I might not come back. It's on a masa, Yibam, Chalitza, Mitzuris, and he's extortion, and who knows what. So I'm giving you a get right now. If I'm not back within 12 months, the get should be cha. And, says the Gemara, since that was the whole purpose of giving the get in the first place, it's as if he said that the fact that I'm not going to come back includes if a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away my neshama, and that's why I'm not coming back. Because that's the whole reason why he gave the get. based on I may not come back. May not come back doesn't mean I'm just going to stay in London. If he just stays in London, he doesn't come back. There's no din of yim of chalitza. He doesn't come back means that his guf and his neshama is not going to come back for the Kodesh Baruch Hu to zevek them. So that was part of his contemplated tnai im leibos mikana yid bitzchayish. In fact, the Gemara says, had he known for certain, he wouldn't even bother with the tnai. He would say, here's your get, and we're done, and we're finished, because I'm not going to be back anyway, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take me away. At chabanish kibitz. So therefore, this is a different type of oinus than your normal case, because this is, if you will, he expected the possibility of this, and that's the whole reason why he gave the get in the first place. Zukti Mar Bala Havi, another question. Maishtam Yahudi Amalahu. Ilo Yasin Mikana Tlosim Yoimin Lihavi Gitter. Person said to his wife, if I'm not back in 30 days, this should be a get. And it's the 30th day, he has his final voyage on the river, a ferry, and he's going to come over. And guess what? It's now 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a half an hour ferry ride to the other side. 4:30 is going to be Shkia, it's a Tzaisa Kachovim. And he gets on the ferry, and the ferry driver tells him, I'm very sorry, mister, the ferry broke down. It's not working, the motor doesn't work, and Nishkenim for him. Paski Mepham. So what does he do? Omalahus, he's on the other side of the river. He sees his wife on the other side, and he screams out with a bullhorn, Chazudasoi, ich bin doch da. I'm here. See, you see, I'm here. I'm waving. You see me. V'yom Shmuel, I'm sorry, lo shmei masia. The masi, he didn't come. What do you mean he didn't come? Amai, v'amei nesonis. It's like a clear oinus. He said he's going to come, and he's there, and he's waving, and the ferry broke down. It's not his fault. So you see from this that the oinus goes and you do consider the oinus the fulfillment of the tanai, because the tanai was, if I don't come within 30 days, and he didn't come within 30 days, but the whole reason was because of an oinus, so you see, you don't hold that way, but main is honest. It's a shver on Rava, the Rava says, oh, oinus. And for the Gemara, the oinus of the Megali Yishani, remember Megali oinse. The word Megali means that something which is revealed, in other words, which is, in fact, there's another girsa instead of Megalia, rather, Shchiach. Where is that Girsa?
Ksuvus, probably.
It's in Ksuvus, but I believe also the Rosh has the same Girsa. You see, look at the Rosh here at the bottom, the fifth line. Shani, remember the ointed Shchiachu. This happens all the time. The Ikvunor, the Masisan, the Heinisch, the Gudla, Noam, the Bishar, the Yev, the Abba, the Loy Shchiach. Mechti, I saw, okay, right. Anyway, the point is that this is Shchiach. In other words, like, I don't recall if I've ever gone on the Long Island Railroad. But I remember when I used to hear the radio sometimes in the morning, virtually every single time the railroad broke down over here, broke down over there, or it's delayed by 10 minutes, or by an hour, 5 hours, whatever. Every day there's always problems. So here too, with this ferry, it is a oinus shchiach, it happens all the time. And since it happens all the time, then it's really not an oinus, this is a frequent occurrence. And therefore explains the Iran, then he should have verbalized it. He should have said, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm going to be back in 30 days. Oh, except, just in case the ferry breaks down, you know, don't hold that against him. He knew that the ferry breaks down every Muntig and Donishtik, every Monday and Thursday. So he should have said something. The fact that he didn't say anything, that was, if you will, self-imposed, like you said before. Anyway, so he asked two challenges on Rava, and for the challenges. Now we come back to Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? The person put his documents up in Beis Din. Since he didn't come back within 30 days, says Rav Huna, he lost all of those documents, throw them in the dustbin, and we're finished. Rav Huna, mechte, asmachte hi, vasmachte leikanya. We know the famous halacha of asmachte. What's meant asmachte? Asmachte means when a person says something or does something based on his belief, for sure that I'm going to win or do something. The classic case of Mesachim Kovia, a person who's goes and buys a lottery ticket for $2. I know that I'm going to win that $2 billion. I'm sure that I'm going to. I've been telling him all day. Kufi Tess, I said three times. I'm sure that I'm going to go and win it. Then afterwards, of course, he loses. So he holds his machtelei kanya, he can go back to the vendor that sold him the ticket and said, I didn't go and buy the ticket almanas to lose. I only bought the ticket almanas to win. Therefore, give me back my money. Here's the ticket and give me back the account. Anyway, that's the concept of asmacht. So asmachtelei kanya. He was sure that he'd be back in 30 days, and then there was some sort of oinus. He's in the ICU or whatever happened. He can't make it to Beis Din. But otherwise, he never would have said to Beis Din, all these documents should be... These documents are strong evidence. He wanted to bring even more evidence But it's tied to klur. Reuven owes Shimon money. Yankel owes Beryl money, or whatever. So he bazoi. You should say asmakle kanya. Why does Rafuna say that all these documents are gunish? Everything marashani hocha. The mitvison sechusan. If he would have held on to the documents himself was one thing, but by handing them over to Bezdin, that was kind of a major act where he's saying, "Rabbi, I really mean it. If I'm not here in 30 days, it's all yours. You do whatever. You can burn all these documents. Yichdafsen is finished, null and void." That's a very strong statement because mitvesen chusan. Freitimara azoi veich the mitvesen lavas machti. I don't see any difference between your mitvis, nish mitvis. But now we have that famous case. Misha bara mitvis choivoi, vihishlish eshtaroi, v'omer im ein ani nuisalim mikanach loishim yoim, ten loishtaroi. What's going on? We have a situation between a malva and a loiva. The malva says to loiva, you owe me $100. And the loiva says, you're right, I owe you $100. No, but so pay the $100. So he gives him $50. What about the other 50? I don't have it. I'm going to get it for you. You'll see it in the next month. How do I know that you're going to go and get me the money within a month? I'm going to have to take you to court. They appointed a third party, a neutral third party, who's going to be the Shomer HaPikadon.
An escrow agent,
Zayigit. And he gave him the original shtar that says that he owes him $100. The Amman, he said to him, if I don't come back to give the remainder, the other $50, ten loishtar, you can give him the shtar, even though that's going to be terrible for me, because then he'll be able to go and moon, he'll be able to go and demand the entire $100, because the shtar is, you know, on its face it says $100. It doesn't say that I paid him $50. So therefore, this is against my own interest, but I'm prepared to do this to show you how emes v'yatz v'noch, and that I'm going to do it. Good faith. Otazai. Good. So what happens? He hears Mavalei Nosson. Now it's 30 days. He did not give the $50. And he says, Hashem lebeganam fi al-chet, I'm sorry, loy perano, echadnish batult, miyat Hashem, give me another 30 days, or whatever. So what happens now? It's not a case of oinus. It's a stomach case. What happens? Rabbi Yossi Oimer Yitein. The shulish should give the shtar to the malva, and the malva will have the right to go and demand payment of the full 100, because that's what the loyva said. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Yitein. No, don't do it. What is the machlekes over here? Well, that's machta kanya or smachta loy kanya. Because after all, the person, the loyva, when he said, give the document to him after 30 days if I don't pay, do you really think he wanted to give that document? It's just that he was so confident, so convinced that this is going to happen. That it didn't happen. So, asmachta kanya loy kanya. If you omer amnachman, omer abavu, omer av. Ein halacha k'rab yoisi di omer asmachta kanya. We do not baskin like Rabbi Yossi that says asmach the kanya and yitain, but rather lo yitain, because we baskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Mm-hmm. Why does he want to say ain aloch Rabbi Yossi instead of saying aloch Rabbi Yehuda? Because normally we say like aloch, and that's hakav and aloch. Rabbi Yossi nimukai imoy. Exactly, you can rely on. We're not Rabbi Loza, but not Rabbi Yossi. We're saying that Rabbi Yossi is very, very stark. Stam Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi bar chalafta, right? Because he refers to his father Abba Chalafta, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi Glini. Stam Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Chalafta. Anyway, Rabbi Yossi nimukai imoy, and therefore typically the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So it's more abadonished. Here we do not pass like Rabbi Yossi. The omes machta kanya, we hold as machta loy kanya, and therefore sholish. Don't give the shtar to the malva. She should be able to collect double, the whole $100. Hold on to the shtar. Let's see what we can do. Try to work out a pshara, a settlement, pay off, etc. Oh, so if that's the case, going back now to Ravuna on the Yomid Aleph. Why did Ravuna say that the Bezin could take all those shtarais and now throw them out? Why? Because he didn't come within 30 days. So Zaytzechosi holds that asmachta kanya. How could Ravuna, you're paskining against Rabbi Yossi, you're passing against Omer Rav that says, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav, after all, was the Rebbe of Rav Huna. Rav Huna, are you challenging your own Rebbe, Rav? I mean, if we had no other choice, we would say this is an exception to the rule. Yeah, yeah. But the Gemara wants that a Rebbe mit the Talmud should be on the same level page. Field, the same page, exactly, or the same daf in our case. If you go back to the Lashon of the person on the Omid Aleph, he says, the Gemara considers that word bittel to be such a strong word that he's saying, Rabbi Yisai, come heaven or high water, if I'm back, if I'm not back, yo'oynis nish, oynis yo'asmachta, nish asmachta, livat with everything should be bottle, mevutl, ke'afa, da'ara, null and void. L'asheridim, v'le'kayom, and klal,
u'klal. It's not the bezin that's being mevatel, it's the Baal Shtaros who's being
mevatel. Exactly right, but I'm glad that you mentioned that, because the Gemara says, abavus ha'alocha l'mayis after the gun fesukim. V'ilchaso, asmachta is kanya, but three requirements. Number one, vahudle onis. If there was no oinus involved, if there was an oinus, we're going to follow what Rava said. Oinus rachmona patre, like in the case not only of the Narish and Emsa, but also the case of the two gittin, etc. That oinus rachmona patre. Now you're going to say, so what's the chiddush vahudle onis? So here the Ran throws in even not a groisa oinus afula, a kleine oinus. If you look at the Ran, the end of the narrow lines. That's not an oynis gomer. After all, it's not my son that was invited for Kiddush. I was invited for Kiddush. And I'm saying, I couldn't come because my son had the sniffles. He had a stomachache. No! The zin zo blam and bet. But why didn't you come to the Kiddush? So that's not an oynis gomer. It says a shvach oynis. Even such a case, that's what our Gemara is coming to tell us. V'hudlei onis, even as a shvach onis. Any type of onis would already excuse it. Normally, asmachta, kanya. V'hudlei onis. But even if there's the smallest onis, that would already be moichel, the asmachta, and the asmachta, loy kanya. So that's requirement number one. Number two, v'dekonomine. It has to be mitakinyan. Kinyan means mitakinyan. Sudr, or something, not just a dibur ba'alma. When he handed over the shtoris to the bezin, he would have to go make a kinyan sudr, or some other Kinyan to go and show them, I really mean it. Then we'd say asmachta kanyan. And number three, it's got to be bebezin choshev. Vusayis bebezin choshev. So the Ran says, like a bezin from Beidina der Amiver of Asi, which was considered to be one of the preeminent Batidinim. What's the reason why, says the Ran? Olim lafkuye mamoina. So remember, you said a moment ago, we saw from Rav Huna, that Rav Huna said, because this person himself said, Livatlin Zachvasi. It wasn't because of the koyach of the bezin, it was the koyach of what he said, his statement. Says Agmar, forget about Rav Huna. What we're telling you is, if you're dealing with the bezin choshev, they have the koyach, alim lafkuyim amayna, they have the koyach, hefker bezin hefker. If you just take three rabbis together and they sit on a panel, oh, we're mafke ul nechasim. That's not a hefker bezin, it's not a bezin, they have the koyach. And that's the case where we say asmachta kanya. But under normal circumstances, we do not say asmachta kanya. End of the sugya, mechem to be continued tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah Rabbi Yisrael. Wow. Zadke ben, Zadke.
Thank you for joining us. Are you in the neighborhood usually?